what happened. You know, the old postmaster that's been here so long,
mm-hmm.
he retired, and they didn't give us another one.
They didn't?
And we don't have a postmaster now.
Oh.
And they still send it to Wing. I get it at Wing, but it had to come down here to this next place, Rover. And,
oh,
and they changed it and sent it on up here. I'm pretty well acquainted.
Mm-hmm. I heard you were pretty well acquainted here.
Yeah.
So you get your mail in through Rover.
I guess so. Come through Rover. I'd put it Wing, though. I still get it Wing.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just telling you the truth about what happened
mm-hmm.
just here
yeah.
a while back.
Yeah. Now, where were you born?
A great event happened right down here.
Right down here,
yeah.
right here in Wing, huh?
Yeah.
And you told me you were born in 1889?
1889. Are you sure? Well, that's the truth now.
And you'll be 85?
I'll be 85 the 10th day of September.
That's hard to believe.
Just wait a minute then. Don't get this on the record. Just let me show you something.
Okay.
Here a while back, I belong to the Masonic Lodge.
Oh, my father did too.
And so my father was
uh-huh.
a 33rd degree Mason.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
all of us boys were our 32nd degree
uh-huh.
Masons and
uh-huh.
Shriners.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And here a while back, I got a letter down consistory belonged to Little Rock. And they said they was going to have my class. They had a class of joining down there,
mm-hmm.
the reunion. And they wanted going to have my class down there. And wanted me to be sure and go.
Mm-hmm.
I went down there. I've been in politics,
mm-hmm.
but I never was a speaker. I done mine around going seeing them on the corner. I never did get up and talk.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, we had I got there and there wasn't nobody in my class there, but I was the only one. They had me up on stage. And of course, this class had this class there, and about 200 in it, and the
mm-hmm.
house was full. And these, we all come, we had our lunch. I ate there, sitting up on that stage, and I never did like that. And I was sitting there, found some of these men that's around. Waiting on me, one of them come to me and says, "Sure, is they gonna, oh, they're gonna expect a big speech out of you. You're the only member you get last year, and they come all looking forward to you." And I says, "I'm very sorry, but I never made a speech in my life." They said, no, they know you've been in politics a long time. They know you had to speak. And I said, "No, that's the reason I got to stay in as long as I did." I didn't tell something that I had to take back.